98 National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Laura Devoy. Another 21 people in Victoria have died from coronavirus and the state has recorded a surge in confirmed cases. Ruben Spargo reports.
267 people have now fallen victim to coronavirus in Victoria. The 21 deaths mark the state's deadliest day. 19 deaths were recorded yesterday. 410 cases have been recorded over the past 24 hours as Victorians mark another day under curfew and strict lockdown. The number of contractions is 79 more than yesterday's tally. The numbers come amid a fallout between Victoria and the Commonwealth over the state's botched hotel quarantine scheme. Victoria's Emergency Management Department says the Australian Defence Force did not offer to support the scheme, a claim earlier refuted by Defence Minister Linda Reynolds.
Russia says it will manufacture more than 500 million doses of a new coronavirus vaccine each year, with potential to create even more depending on demand. President Vladimir Putin announced the vaccine had been registered and approved for use, making it the first in the world. Named Sputnik V, the vaccine has gone through less than 2 months of human trials and is yet to be tested across a broad population. But Mr. Putin insists it is safe to use.
As far as I know, this morning, for the first time in the world, a vaccine against the novel coronavirus infection was registered. I know this very well because one of my daughters has been vaccinated with such a vaccine. One might say she took part in the experiment.
The Queensland billionaire Clive Palmer has threatened to take his $30 billion legal claim against the West Australian government all the way to the High Court after the state put up legislation to halt the suit. Mr. Palmer's mining company is pursuing WA for damages over a 2012 decision by the then Liberal government to refuse to formally assess a proposed iron ore mine in the Pilbara. The WA Attorney General John Quigley is working on legislation to override a potential claim from Mr. Palmer. Australia's peak medical groups are urging the Prime Minister to act on climate change as part of the COVID-19 pandemic economic response. The medical groups, which represent three quarters of the nation's doctors, say this would be a major investment in the health of all Australians. Coordinated by Doctors for the Environment Australia, the letter signatories represent the nation's GPs, emergency room doctors, physicians, obstetricians, psychiatrists and other disciplines. Spokeswoman Dr. Kimberly Humphrey says the effects of climate change in the long term will be significant.
We've got a chance right now to reinvigorate our economy in a greener way and to plan for the future that can mitigate the effects of climate change.
Adelaide's winless streak has continued, losing to Collingwood, who came from behind to move up to seventh on the AFL ladder. The Crows led at half-time, but a strong third quarter put the Magpies in front, Collingwood eventually winning the match 10-62 to 5-8-38. Round 11 will wrap up tonight when the Gold Coast Suns take on Essendon. And in Super Netball, the Collingwood Magpies won a thrilling match against the Queensland Firebirds 58-54. The GWS Giants defeated the West Coast Fever 75-68. Tonight, the New South Wales Swifts face the Adelaide Thunderbirds before the Melbourne Vixens take on the Sunshine Coast Lightning.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
Currently 13.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 21 today. Partly cloudy, slight chance of shower in the afternoon and evening. Light winds becoming northerly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the evening, then becoming light in the late evening. The sun will set at 24 minutes past 5 tonight and back up again at 22 minutes to 7 tomorrow morning. Forecast for the rest of the week and weekend. Thursday, fog then sunny, 9 to 22. Friday, possible shower, 9 to 20. Saturday, possible shower, 10 to 21. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 9 to 20. The moon is a last quarter right now. So there we go if you are a moon follower.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Horsley Park, M7 Motorway, just past the Horsley Drive, a truck breakdown, heavy traffic conditions in the northbound direction. You might want to take an alternate route if you're coming up from the south side. Ingleside, Motorvale Road at Manor Road, traffic lights are flashing yellow, all directions affected. And Preston's M7 Motorway again, above Bernera Road, truck breakdown. The motorway crew is onto that one. And finally, Bondi, Old Southhead Road at Banksia Road. There's a gas leak hazard. It started early today. One westbound lane is closed, the bus lane. And so I think they're saying heavy traffic conditions. Hopefully it will clear up for you not too long. It's 5 minutes past 10. Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Morning, Mario.
Good morning, Darren. How are you, Darren?
Good. How are you?
I just saw our guest outside, you know, I mean, for the 1 minute briefly, and I just froze myself.
It's been a busy changeover from Spotlight into Business Insights.
Yeah, but you want to share something with us before we continue with our show? On Saturday, it's some people going to sleep out here.
Oh, yes, yes.
Can you share this with us?
The Hills Winter Sleep Out, and Alive 90.5 is helping out. And we're having a live broadcast here in the studios, and a lot of the presenters are coming together. And we're going to have a drive-by barbecue. So all COVID safe. You can drive by. You pay $10 and you get a sausage, coffee, drink.
Sausage, yeah, that's good.
Or if it's $20, you get 3 raffle tickets as well. And if you've only got a gold coin donation, you can do golden marshmallows for a gold coin, and that'll be on an open brazier, and keep yourself warm throughout the evening. And then at midnight, special midnight hour, live in studio.
Who's going to be in studio?
Well, Jilling, our chair lady, myself, and Jim.
And Jim, man.
Everyone's welcome to call in.
And let's go say the happy belated birthday to Mr. Jim, Dr.
Indeed,
Jim Taggart.
Indeed, happy birthday, Jim.
His 22nd birthday, so...
Or some age plus GST, but we won't share that. He's just the same age as us, isn't he?
So tell me again, what's the way the weather is going to look like with the rest of the week?
The weather...
Can you Photoshop some sun into the...
Of course, we Photoshop the best things, but we might need to get Ricky to help us with the photos, hey? Done very well.
Well, I can't wait. And you've done such a good job to all our listeners, our Live 90.5 sponsors. I'd like to say a big thank you for the listening, for sponsoring this great radio station. And as well, I'd like to invite you to come to watch the show today on a Facebook Live, Business Insights with Darren and Mario. Mario, Darren, whatever it is, but you're going to find this very quickly. And Darren, well, let's go have a short break and then introduce our guest in the studio, who is very keen to share his valuable insights and tips with our listeners. And you'll be glad you did it. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Darren on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
to the sound of Alive
90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year, awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on. But it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
The loss of your life partner through death is one of the most devastating events you can experience. Solace is a non-profit organisation dedicated to the support and encouragement of people who find themselves alone because their husband or wife has passed away. Solace invites you to join in meeting with others who are grieving over the loss of the most important person in their lives, their partner.
For further information on your local Solace meeting group, phone 9519 2820. This has been a community service announcement on behalf of Solace by Alive 90.5.
30 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And Darren, thank you very much for sharing with us that on Saturday there's going to be virtual sleep night out. Darren, it's Alive 90.5 taking the pride with, together with Jim Taggart, Gilliam Schicker and Darren Cabs Davis. They're gonna host a virtual sleep out for the, in, what is this exactly? This
it's
is
Hills called? Community Aid. So okay. They're on the Belcom Heights estate here as well. And big shout out to the team organising at the Hills Mayor. Bill Tyrrell's part of the team as well.
Nice. Thank you, Bill Tyrrell.
Yeah,
thank you.
And also Jim. So done very well.
So there's going to be some sausages, no? Okay. Jim Taggart is going to... Obviously,
Jim was just waving goodbye to me, and yes, most definitely, he said he's going to turn the first.
Okay, sausage. Jim is still here. So he's our supervisor now. Like, that's good. Like, thank you, Dr. Jim. Thank you for being here for us, and thank you for taking the step together with Darren and Gillian. So, Saturday from 7 p.m., please visit Alive 90.5. Building number 9, what's the address? 92 Belgrove.
Seven Hills Road. So we're just opposite Seven Jasper Hills Road. Road.
So please pop in, you know, buy the some sausage, you know, I mean, donate to the people who are less fortunate than us, and we're going to help them. Now let's go start with our guest who is very keen. And I would like to say, first of all, during the COVID lockdown, our guest was kind enough to take a time off to his busy schedule and talk to us online. But we are very grateful to have the truly very well known, world renowned business coach, lifestyle coach, Jacob Galea. Jacob, welcome to the studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jacob, listen, and I was plotting this interview for so many days now in my head, but you know, like, I know it's going to be with you roller coaster, so like, you know, you're going to teach us some stuff. So Jacob, you know, when we spoke very briefly during the COVID, you know, I mean, we couldn't extract all information, but you know, let's go start. Who is the Jacob Galea?
Yeah, look, first and foremost,
well, thank you very much, Jacob. Like, everybody who was listening to us, that was a Jacob Galea. So please, Jacob. Yes.
Yeah, look, you know, first and foremost, I'm a mind coach, so you know, I'm a peak performance strategist. My role is to go into companies and transform through human transformational change companies and businesses to be the best they can on this planet.
Yeah, but how did you become the Jacob Galea?
Well, you know, look, I was fighting for Australian karate team for a long time as a black belt, and okay. I did a lot of intuitive work, a lot of meditation, and then I won a business scholarship and I went and studied emotional intelligence and the subconscious mind and NLP and hypnosis. And then this amazing peak performance business I built, G Corp Advisory, was born.
That's very interesting. So like what did you saw, like, you know, when you're competing karate, black belt and all this? Why do people need somebody like yourself?
Look, I think coaching in Australia is a little bit behind to the rest of the world.
Why is that? Can you share that first that one? Why is that?
Yeah, look, you know, in places like America, having an executive coach or a peak performance coach, whether it's in business or sport, it's very common. Everyone has them. Europe's not too bad. Asia's not there yet, but Australia's, I mean, we're so far away from the rest of the world where we're not common to these things. The Australian philosophy is, you know, she'll be right, mate, I'll be right, I don't need help. A lot of Australian men don't reach out for help as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, coaching and executive peak performance, having someone there as a peer-to-peer mentor is very important to help you get to where you want to get to in life.
That's very interesting. Look, I can say something through my experience, and again, you know, you come to some certain levels in life when you reach the bottom. I'll say reach, you know, hit the bottom. And, you know, there's a lot of people there around us, you know, who try to help, you know, but they have no expertise whatsoever. And, you know, I agree with you, it's going to be all right. I'll not ask for help and so on. So I reach it for everybody else, Dr. Google and YouTube. And then I discover, you know, the people who talks there, Bob Proctor and Tony Robbins. And, you know, there was several names there. You know, I really like it to listen. And I think myself, like, why I never heard for these people? You know what I mean? And the funniest thing is, Darren, you know, they don't tell you something new. It's like the all answers are inside of you, but there's somebody who's going to tell you, did you done that way or you are still digging the grave? You know what I mean? Sort of like, you know what I mean? Like just, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think we've all got in ourselves to understand how to push ourselves and our own boundaries. Yeah. So the best coach is someone who gets you to discover yourself and bring it out of you.
Yeah.
Rather than you just thinking, I've got to deal with whatever Jacob tells me. What do you think, Jacob?
Yeah, look, I love that, Darren. Look, for me, my coaching practice, my coaching style is very different.
Yeah, I bet it is karate.
Using that one. I promise I don't need any clients, I promise.
Okay, well, nobody heard us these days.
You know, Darren, coaches by nature want to lead. Yeah, want to tell people what to do. Rule number one is you should never tell people what to do, is you should guide them to the answers themselves and let them explore the potential and the possibility through the conversation that you're having. For me, that is the coaching ecosystem that you must provide. Nobody can sit in front of someone else and tell them what to do. The person has to find that within. The coach's role is to help them go down that rabbit hole within, find that intelligence, and then make their own decisions and back those decisions. And, you know, I have the privilege of doing that every day with CEOs and executives and athletes, is to make the best of the best better by just helping them tap into this intelligence that we all have within.
Now, some rabbit holes can be quite deep. How deep do you go, or what do you do?
That's a good question, Darren.
When people are really needing that exploration of themselves to say, no, that doesn't make sense. How did you discover how deep that hole could be?
Well, Darren, it's very deep. That's the first thing. I've had many sessions with, you know, clients in my office who we go so deep in a session that, you know, grown men crying and you know, like standing up and wanting to really, they're just scared about their life. Yeah, that rabbit hole is very deep. There's techniques that you have to use gently through that rabbit hole. But, you know, the thing is, what you are seeking is also seeking you. So if you're seeking to go down that rabbit hole and find that information is also ready for you to find it. So there's divine timing in everything we do, Darren.
Wonderful. And that again, so that rabbit hole is seeking you.
Well, the information down that rabbit hole is seeking you.
Amazing.
Okay, before we take it, yeah, that's a very interesting point because there's so many questions, Jacob, and I'm truly grateful that you found the time to be today with us in studio. But before we go for the break, because we just time is just flying now with you, I'm just checking now, it's almost 20 past 10. When are people ready to somebody help them like yourself?
Look, you can feel it. You know, for me, it's an intuitive guide. It's there's this knock on your, you know, on your inner self that says, look, I need some help here. I need someone. I often say you don't call it, it calls you. My thing is to surrender and listen to it because at certain points in our life, we all need help. It's like going to the gym. You don't grow in the 10 reps you do by yourself. Yeah. It's the extra 5 that the PT guy helps you get out where you grow. Yeah. But you've got to really learn to listen and go within.
Well, thank you, Jacob, very much. We'll take a short break. With us in studio is Jacob Galea, well-known business and lifestyle coach, peak performance coach, I will say better. You're listening live on 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren, the best radio show in the planet and universe. And we'll take a short break.
Alive 90.5.
that glows and always gold. And just give me some love, 'cause I'm running out of that feeling. Don't ever scrub me that jar, 'cause I need some more of your healing. Baby, turn me on, turn me on.
Renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace. Transforming places since 1978.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabie. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabie, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabie is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5. Hey, Jack.
Alive 90.5, broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
25 minutes past 10, Live 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Well, thank you very much, Darren, and thank you to all our sponsors of Align 90.5, and particularly thank you, Jacko Galea, who is today with us in the studio on this awesome business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. I'd like to say thank you to all 200,000 listeners currently, and I'd like to say thank you everybody who's tuning in on Facebook page. Business Insights with Mari and Darren, and you can see that our guest in studio, Jacko Galea. And if you have any questions, please feel free. Darren, what's the SMS they can...
0480-028-100.
Yeah, so please, if you have any questions for our guest in studio, Jacko Galea, which you could later listen on a podcast on alive90.5.com.au. So back to the Jacko Galea. So Jacko, we spoke about rabbit holes and when the people are ready. Is there any moment you saw somebody is not ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
And can you describe us like why, then, you know, like, you know, we'll come to you with the Crimea River, you know what I mean? And like, Jacko, help me, but... You obviously seeing, you know, you may know of expertise, you know what I mean? You have authority and credibility, but obviously there's some people who's going to, yeah, help me, but, you know, like, they don't want it.
Yeah, I get that all the time. You know, I get a lot of people come through and they sometimes want a coach for the sake of having a coach. It's like a Louis Vuitton handbag. It's now it's a thing that I want. If the person's not ready, I won't take them on. At the end of the day, they have to be ready to make change. They have to be ready to do things and get outside their comfort zone and do things that they wouldn't usually do. Human transformational change is a very hard thing. Humans are complacent. If you look at, you know, Darren, when you go to your local shops, you usually park in the same spot all the time, you usually go to the same places, you'll sit in the same chairs around a boardroom. That's what humans do. They're creatures of habit. My job is to get them outside their comfort zone, because nothing grows in your comfort zone. What you have to do is you have to teach people that things grow outside your comfort zone. If you want to be great in business, you want to be great in sport, you want to be great in life, you have to get outside your comfort zone. Once you're complacent, you're dead.
Why people doesn't want to come up? The question is, like, I know the answer for myself, you know what I mean? But why people doesn't want to come out of comfort zone? Is this because of friends, wives, husbands, you know, kids or family or religion? What's the main reason people doesn't want to come out of the comfort zone?
For me, very simple. All those things you described, but the number one on everything is fear. Fear.
What do you mean fear?
They're scared. Fear of what? Fear of unknown. Fear of the change.
What would I be afraid of working with Darren? I mean, like, I know it's unknown, you know what I mean? I know Darren for some time, but I feel like I discovered about Darren more, you know what I mean, being quiet and talking to him. And so I didn't have the fear. Only fear was like to ask him, would you like to work with me? But why the fear? You mentioned what fear?
Yeah, I think, look, humans don't like to change, Mario. That they don't know what's on the other side of the fence. So fear is a massive thing in again, whether it's sport or business or your life. Fear is a huge thing that holds people back. And the thing is, fear is just a thought. So if the same way you put that thought in your mind is the same way you can change that thought from a negative to positive. So life's all about yin and yang, black and white, you know, sun and moon. It's all about duality. Yeah. So once you learn there's a positive side inside you, there's also a negative side you too. Our biggest challenge is to control that voice within.
Let me ask you one question. Maybe Darren can help with this one. This is my experience. Like, you know, I grew up in a very typical communist family, you know, like socialism, you know, working and do nothing, you know what I mean? And my father used to be selling to me, there is nothing going to be, you'll never become nothing, you know what I mean? Just finish your primary school, you know what I mean, or the house, and, you know what I mean, just do your job and, you know, marry, have the kids and, you know, die. And I said, like, but I wanted more, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, continuously repression, you know what I mean, on me, like, you can't do it, you know what I mean? And that, I have that fear, like, you know, to try anything, because I truly believe I can't do nothing in my life, you know what I mean? So, like, thank God, you know, he kicked me out of the house and the sporting, you know what I mean? So, like, I went to military school. But do you believe that the parents' uprising, it's actually keystone for our fear to be successful, not successful?
You know, Mario, that what you're saying now is so important, and that actually is not fear. What that is conditioning. Yeah. So you were conditioned by your father. You were conditioned by your environment.
Yeah.
You were conditioned by your father's beliefs. So that actually it wasn't a fear for you, because you didn't know anything outside of primary school. It was a conditioning. So, you know, I tell a lot of clients that I work with, and Mario, this is what your father did to you, which was called subconscious programming. He was programming you.
He was belting me more than
that. Yeah, well, maybe physical programming but he was programming you, right? And we have to be careful, especially with children, is what we say, because I do a lot around what's called as well telepathic communication. So the most powerful communication is actually nonverbal. So you can be sitting there with your body language, you can be sitting there with your energy, and somebody can pick that up, yeah?
That's definitely.
I'm just shocked, Darren.
I was totally agreeing. And the idea of fear, and I know myself, and just always takes me back to a certain time when a coach was working with me, and I was just saying, no, you just don't get it. went away, thought about it, and of course they were 100% right, and it was such a turning point in how I was looking at myself and how I saw that I did have some really deep-rooted, deep rabbit hole fears. And that day I said, I'm gonna get over these, and I did.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of whoever you work with there was able to take you there and take you exactly. to the point of no return
exactly.
for you to make that decision that, hey, it's time to change. And let me ask you, Darren, how was that change for you?
It was great. The change was great at the time, and I could see them like you now thinking, yes, we're getting somewhere, getting something. No,
you don't like it.
I was thinking this relationship's going to be over, but then it was just so good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I do have another question, because, look, you're the man of experience and you can see any people, straight away you can notice what they can do, what they cannot do, and how they can do, how they. Why are you smiling? Like Darren, I try to be serious here, look, we'll take a short break. How about this? I can't, because they're both smiling here, they're all happy, taking some drugs, maybe Russian vaccine. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Thank you to all for tuning in, because today we truly have that unique guest, and I don't say this very often, Darren and I. His name is Jaco Galea. So tune in, Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We take a short break.
Alive 90.5.
For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it, long as I know I've got love. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111, or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On lynnsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
Darren.
24 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5, just chatting so much in the break.
Yeah, well, I must say that there's a great energy in the studio, thanks to Jacko Galea, who is sharing the studio today with us, and thank you to all listeners for tuning in and listening Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren, and no doubt that the smile on the face of the Jacob and the Darren, it's a causes some energy, so I discuss it with both of them. There's no drugs involved, so like this is pure happiness. That's what it is.
Bit of coffee.
I'd like to say somebody very, very special who says something online. Daniel Tolson, he wish you all the best. And Daniel, he says, you know, Daniel, yeah, that he says, you know, I'm saying okay things, but you know, it's like that you're more interesting than myself. And now, you know, when we spoke before we take the break, you know, before I saw the, you know, smiles on the face, so. You obviously, when you see the people, you know, I mean, you don't come with a face, you know, I mean, of angry person, or you know, I mean, I want to kick your butt or something like this. You're smiling. Why is that? Why is a smile important?
Look, I think, you know, you got to understand what happens when you come from a place of pure existence. Yeah, when you smile, when you're authentic, there's these chemicals, Mario, that run through your body, that run through your veins, that. You know, what you project is what you collect. I talk about this on stage around the world.
Sorry, say again.
What you project is what you collect, yeah?
Can you elaborate that?
Absolutely. So if you project happiness, if you project confidence, if you project charisma, if you project love, what you project out is what you're going to collect. Now, and I say to people, look, try this. Get up one morning and get up angry and start beeping your horn at people and watch the morning that you have, right? Because you're projecting anger, you're projecting rage, and it comes back. You get up one morning, listen to something beautiful, have a great breakfast, laugh, you know, be in a place of existence that makes you feel alive, and that's what sets up your day. So for me, you know, people say, oh, you're always smiling, you're always happy no matter what you're going through, because I understand the power of this statement is what I'm going to project out to the world is what I'm going to collect. And more business people, more business owners, more entrepreneurs, more athletes need to understand this, because you see it on the field. You see players, you know, angry fighting each other in AFL or soccer, they're having a fight, and you think, you've got no idea actually what you're doing to your inner world. So it's a very powerful thing to be able to control oneself.
It's interesting, you know, like I was always being taught, like, you need to be serious, you know, I mean, when you grow up, you need to be serious. Why are you smiling? Because when you're smiling, something must
be
wrong with you.
The whole world smiles with you. No, I was just thinking, the thing I don't like about masks at the moment is that I can't smile to the stranger in the street. And
okay.
It's something I like doing, because 9 times out of 10, you get a smile back. Someone might be walking along a bit down in the dumps or whatever, and they see your smile, and somehow it just lifts them. It is contagious, and that's what I'm catching from Jacob in the studio today. Yeah.
Well, you know, like, I'm just trying to find out now. I tried to relate to something like to the COVID. When the COVID started, everybody became very serious.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is that a fear from the dying of the virus or something else?
Look, personally, for me, it's Mario. It's probably conditioning from the media, what they're seeing, what they're reading, and that gets into fear, that gets into worry, and they're letting outside influences control their inner world. For me, that's what's happening.
That's interesting. And do you think that media has a big deal?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I mean, have a look what's going on social media at the moment on all the feeds, and tell me, how much does that make you smile?
Yeah, well, I need to ask the specialist in the social engineering, and I mean social adjustments, and but he's not with us today in the studio, Dr. Jimmy Taggart. If it's here, I will ask him, you know, because he's the master of the... No, he is with us in studio. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Mario.
Yes? You want to say something, share something with us?
No, but I think I took your glasses.
You took my glasses? I took your glasses.
Are they mine?
No, I'd like to inform our listeners, Dr. Jimmy Taggart and I, we're exchanging our glasses, you know what I mean? That's a good thing. So, like, look, we take a short break. You're listening Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and we're just going to sort out this energy in the studio. Thank you for listening. Jacko Galea, our guest in studio.
Alive 90.5.
looking for something we can rely on. There's got to be something better out there. Is coming. All else are castles built in the air.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
Hey folks, every Monday from 9 till noon, why don't you tune in to the Morning Magazine program with Happy Jack? You'll hear lots of classic hits from the 60s to the 80s and some great new tracks too, right here on Alive 90.5.
Could you recognize if one of your friends or family was having a stroke? Think fast.
F, face.
Check their face. Has their mouth drooped?
A, arms.
Can they lift both arms?
S, speech.
Is their speech slurred or confused?
T, time.
Don't wait. Call 000 now. Think fast. Act fast.
A message from the National Stroke Foundation.
This is your sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
14 minutes to 11 Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you, Darren, very much. I'd like to say thank you, Dr. Jimmy Taggart, for coming back in the studio and returning my glasses. And apologies to our listeners. It was Dr. Jimmy Taggart and I sharing the same almost glasses, and he felt sorry. So, like, you know, my blindness is restored now and with my glasses. And thank you for giving me the t-shirt for the sleep night out organized by the Hills Council and Align 90.5. Now, Darren, before we took the break, Jaco Galea, our guest in studio, he said something very important. What you project, that's what you collect. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, exactly.
It's
very powerful.
Can you remind me what was that project collect?
I think we should hear from Jacob.
Jacob, can you repeat again for our listeners?
It'd be an absolute pleasure. Look, I think you got to understand life's like a boomerang, yeah? What you put out there and how you put it out there is what you're going to get back. So, I say to my clients, I say to my friends, be very careful. First of all, what thoughts you put out there, yeah? So your thoughts will come back to you. There's a few secrets to success. So you got to be careful with your thoughts. You got to be careful with the words that you put out there. There's many scriptures, many books written about we speak things into existence. The word is your one. So, you know, you got to be careful of your thoughts. You got to be careful of your words. Next thing you got to be careful about is your emotions. Mm-hmm. So you got to think it, you got to say it, and you got to feel it. And then the last magic secret, and I do this on stage with 10,000 people, Mario, and teach them this process. And this is not, as you said before, this is not something new. This is something that people need to reconnect with. Is so you do your thoughts, you do your words, you do your emotions, then your actions. So if you have those four ingredients working in parallel at any given time, there is not a way that you cannot be successful. Now, wrapped around that, you have to have belief. You have to have faith. If you think something, that's, for example, you think, okay, I'm going to go and accomplish this thing now in business. Then you talk about it. So you say, I've already accomplished this thing. Then you feel it in your bones. You feel it through your emotional intelligence. You feel it in your veins. Yeah, that's really, really important. Then you go out and take the actions to make that happen. If someone wants to be successful, that's the first thing that I work on, is aligning those four powerful seeds and making sure that you water them every day.
I have a question for you. What do you give to anybody, you know, any tip, you know, because we are going to have another couple of minutes of the show and then we have the break, but day starts with waking up in the morning, right? And I'm listening quite a lot, you know, I mean, there's a lot of these gurus, you know, I mean, wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, where everybody sleeps, you know, I mean, do something, blah, blah, blah. What is your key message, you know what I mean, for all our listeners to have a successful day? How do you start day, or at least how they should start the day?
Look, Mario, you raise a good point. There's a lot of gurus out there and a lot of people out there telling all these people what they should do, right?
We come later to this one to recognize who is the guru or who is not. So like, you know, but that's correct. You know, there's a lot of gurus there. Yes.
A lot. And I think, look, here's my thing is find your own rhythm. Find your own operating rhythm. Waking up for 3 o'clock for some people doesn't work. Cold showers for some people don't work. For others it does, right? Like people are going on this cold shower thing. Okay, I'll get my clients to do it just to make them realize what it's all about, the invigorating. But you've got to find your own. It's like a diet, right? The lemon water diet might work for your body, not me. But here's the thing, Mara. You are an individual. You are unique. Don't worry about what other people say about what you should do. Find your own operating rhythm. And when that works, amplify that. Expand that. Take that to the next level. You know, that's the secret to success. It's not what everyone else is doing, it's what you're doing, because everyone else is not going to pay your bills, everyone else is not going to grow your career, everyone else is not going to do your radio interview. It's what you're doing, so you got to take control.
Man, that energy, you know, I mean, I just have the goosebumps, seriously. But thank you, Jaco, for sharing this with us. What do you think, Darren?
It's great energy, and I'm trying not to smile too much.
There's no drugs, you know what I mean? Like, there's no drugs, the police will not come here.
But that's wonderful. Those four things, what you do, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and putting together your belief. So powerful.
And you know, Darren, if only people, like my wish, one of my legacies is that I want to implement this in schools. Like, I only learned this from a mentor later in life. Schools should be teaching this to children from kindergarten onwards, that there should be one class, one period a week, a day that talks about mind power and emotional intelligence and the power of the subconscious mind and how to program oneself and for me, this is like, before you teach anything else, teach them how to operate themselves.
Very interesting points. So things come down through generations. So the generations of parents and children are all having these fears of belief or outcomes, even fear of success, as we're going to talk about later. But you say we need to teach them all these other skills and build society and build people with those, so it becomes commonplace in the household.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to teach these children of today, and I do a lot of talks at schools, but you know, we need to teach these children today that anything is possible, that you are possible. I mean, simple things like if you write the word impossible on a whiteboard, break it in two, it's I'm possible. Yeah? A lot of kids don't even realize that. Yeah, the word impossible means I'm possible. It's just when you bring it, you know, like people are like, try and understand that. It's a game that is played and won within. Your outer world is a reflection from your inner world. So if you want to have a successful outer world, if you want to make more money, if you want to be a better version of you, if you want to live the life that you want to live, you have to learn to go within.
So why didn't teaching that in school? It's interesting. I was reading the book that Rich Dad Poor Dad, whatever it's calling, you know what I mean, and the guy explained on a video, you know, I mean, they never teach us in school about money. Do you agree? They never teach us, you know, what to do with
very,
the money.
Very, very little.
Yeah, very, very little. You know what I mean? So like, why we don't apply this in schools? Why we don't apply this in an early age? Why this is left to the parents to discover? People like yourself, person with authority and credibility, Diego Galea to David Dustin studio. So why we don't do this? You know what I mean? Across the board, instead of this, parents need to, or father or mother or whatever, want to, you know what I mean? Part of the family. Actually bring this to the kids.
Yeah, I've got a lot of philosophies around that, Mario, but one thing I think why they don't do it at schools at the moment, because schools is about what you can measure, you can monitor, right? Uh-huh. The stuff that I talk about, that I teach on stage and around the world, a lot of people call it fluffy stuff. Like they say, how do you know that, you know, by you training someone's mind that has changed their world? Well, let me tell you, I've been working with a client now for 2 months out of Brisbane, and this guy was in the worst state possible. In 2 months, this gentleman's turned his life around, turned his business around, turned his love life around, all from the processes, that only process that I've implemented with him in his life. So I think schools are skeptical. I think they're scared and skeptical, and this stuff works.
May I define this, like, if we love the metrics, we love the numbers, you know, society love the numbers. So he's saying to us, if it can be measured, it's not real, right? And I heard sometime, you know, time ago, you know what I mean, you know, if you be simple in your answers, people don't believe you. But if you complicate the answer, people's going to have a tendency to trust you more, to believe you more. And that's what exactly it is. Do you agree with me, Darren, or disagree?
I think people love to hear things. They love to hear information. and silence is also, well, why is it silent? Because that's making me, you might be talking to me, you might leave silence here, or Jacob might leave some silence for me to think. And a lot of people are scared of that silence.
Yeah, that's true. Eh? And Jacob, he mentioned something very interesting, which I never heard before. Are we going to continue in the second hour? You talk about telepathic communication.
Absolutely.
Can you share this with us a little bit? What is the telepathic communication? Just before we had a few more minutes before I take the break.
Yeah, it's a transfer of thoughts from subconscious mind to subconscious mind. So, I mean, if you go back in history, you'll find a lot of dialogue and a lot of information about people that could read contents of an envelope. Inside a closed envelope.
Yeah.
You can telepathically start to connect through subconscious mind and through teaching things like your third eye and people don't realize how intelligent you are as a human. Like, just think about something. When you eat food, do you tell your body how to digest it? No. When you drink a coffee or water, do you tell your body how to digest it? No. So your body is this really smart, intelligent machine that no one's really learned how to use.
Jealousy. Tell me about jealousy. People, as I say, social media, we spoke about media something. We just a brief touch before we take the break. And, you know, we have a tendency, as like we humans, you know, to glue ourselves to the screens and watch negative things and being, you know, I mean, sort of sailed away, you know, I mean, from our reality through this bad news and, you know, I mean, on TV shows, everything else. However, social media plays a big role. And everybody who would like to see the Jacob Galea, just hit the Instagram, you're going to see what the success looks like. And I no doubt I like it, what I'm seeing. However, people, when they see someone successful, and okay, I'll tell you the story about my father, where I grew up. Our neighbor, he bought a car. And my father was like, mother, you know what I mean? He's a thief, he's a drug dealer, this and that. And so in the communism, you will buy the car today, but you'll get the car in 5 years. You know what I mean? So you don't get the car overnight. You're paying for 5 years to get the car. My own neighbor, he got some car. And I said to myself, why he's so jealous, you know what I mean? Like, this guy, he got a car, you know what I mean? So jealousy, is a jealousy part of the people envy success and how to deal with this?
Mario, I need 5 hours on this subject. Jealousy is huge.
No, you don't have the 5 hours. You can have another show like so.
Jealousy is an absolute real thing. It's huge. It's very real.
Okay, well, you know what we're going to do? We take a short break because the news is coming. And thank you for being with us in studio today, Jacko Galea. And thank you to my partner in crime, Darren Capes Davis, you know, for keeping us, you know, happy and not taking drugs. You know, smiling, smiling. you are listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, our guest in studio today. It is a very, very well-known business and peak performance coach, Jacko Galea. We'll take a short break, the news, and we'll be back in 10 minutes, right, Darren?
Indeed.
Thank you for listening live 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
Now, sweet death, I work your level of the best. I know someone I care less. Understand? Satisfaction guaranteed. I wonder what a girl them need. And I'm ready, have mercy.
Sweet mama, sweet mama, sweet sugar for my sugar.
Me know so you want a sweet dresser, because you know see it is I'm the best. Love me, love them straight to me heart. Make me feel good when I wee walker. Nobody leave me a girl never want her, because your sweetness just like a starter. Sweetness because the girl them a dresser. All the man them a say they impress. Niceness when the girl them a wear it. All me man them a tell you gone clear it. Sweetness because the girl them a dresser. All the man them a say they impress. Niceness when the girl them a wear it. All the man I put them up nothing new.
Sweet.
Sweet for my sweet, I miss a sugar for me love. Turn your nose to the yellow bang up, said the real rubber dove. Some of them I know me ting in the party.